What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Tatnus Podcast. Last show of the last year, of this year, I should say. Fucking this decade, hell, of season one. It's been fucking crazy.
Oh my god, it has been. It's been a blast.
We were just talking about it off the air, and it's just kind of heavy to think about.
Yeah, it is. We've definitely come a long way from our humble beginnings, finding our footing and everything, to where we are now.
So this show is going to be a year-end review of season one and what we think of the whole first season. And it's kind of nuts.
It is. It's definitely, like I said, come a long way. And you can definitely tell the difference of quality of the earlier shows to what we've come out in recent times.
Yeah, I mean, the equipment quality has gone up because of, you know, obviously making the mic exchange to something better that just wasn't doing it for me. And thanks to the Blue Mics company for hooking us up with something much better. But just everything. I mean, going into season one's beginning, I look back at it and I'm like, dude, I was greener than goose shit. I had no fucking idea what I was doing. I was just hoping for the best. I didn't know anyone was going to care.
No, so it was definitely a learning experience for both of us because I've never done podcasting, neither of you, so.
And I just didn't think anyone's going to give a fuck. I mean, I know people know me from all my other shit, but, you know, MMA and the fucking clothing line and charitable shit and all this other fucking stuff, but I was like, who's going to give a fuck to hear what I have to say about shit? And I was blown away, dude, because not even a month in, I literally did less than fucking 10 shows and I've surpassed 100 listeners without advertising. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I fucking do under 30 shows for season one because we started a little bit late in the summer. And I thought, well, 2020 is a good time to start season two.
Absolutely.
To this day, this is show 26. And I've surpassed hundreds of thousands of fucking listeners.
Oh my god, that's so fucking insane.
From all over the world. And can I just say, before we go further, I feel very judged. I just got my analytics in, and the show about sex and hookups and shit popped up on the analytics. That was heard numerous times.
Oh!
In fucking Jerusalem. You know they're judging me so hard right now. If I was in fucking, like, close range, dude, I would get a stern talking to or, like, fucking hit with shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Or something. I just feel like that's not really something they approve of.
No.
And,
thanks for listening.
And Israel, too, back in the day, I remember saying some shit on a show and they listened to it. And I'm like, fuck, I don't think they're fans. But it's been a hell of a ride, dude. It's been fucking crazy. So, that being said, we're going to fucking do a year-end review and talk about what we think of season one. And maybe highlights, what we liked about it, what we didn't care for about it, whatever. We're not here to blow smoke up our own asses.
No.
It's just evolved a lot.
Oh, it definitely has.
I'm a cat of all different tastes. So, I mean, we've done some comedic shit. Hey, this is a comedy fucking based show, meaning we have humor about things. We can address even, you know, all sorts of shit with a humor approach. But we do talk about serious shit, too, because people requested that. People do want a serious approach to stuff, and there's a lot of serious shit to talk about. So I think we've kind of fucking hit the nail on both heads there and just, like, really touched on everything. But what is your... Do you have any favorites about season one?
I have to say, I really enjoyed the weird news. That was always a fun segment.
It was actually really cool to do.
Oh my gosh.
People demanded it comes back, so I did it some more. It will come back again for season two, of course.
I enjoyed that. Like, I know sometimes I'd be on social media and that, and I'd shoot you an article and be like, what do you think of that one?
Yeah, and it's really odd. It's hard to find some really good shit.
I mean, of course, because we don't want to focus on things that are tragedy. Just like... comedic outcomes. Because, Lord forbid, we don't want nothing bad happening to anyone. No,
it's always got to be something that, you know, it ends in a certain way where you can kind of laugh at it and not feel like a scumbag.
Of course.
You know, I will never mock someone's death or shit that. You know, everybody's got a fucking family somewhere for the most part, I'm sure. Except for me, apparently. But, you know, I don't find humor in people dying.
Or tragedy.
You know, shit like that. But when it's just really bizarre and kind of funny and there's like no one's hurt by it except for that guy that burned his dick on fucking a lasagna. That was hilarious.
And he tried to sue them.
Yeah, so fuck him.
Oh, God.
Fuck him and his dick. If that hurt him, so be it. Common sense has to take place.
Well, unfortunately, I think he lacked said common sense.
If common sense don't intervene when you try to fuck a hot lasagna fresh out of the oven, then I'm going to laugh at you regardless. I'm sorry.
I think he took American pie too literally. American
lasagna.
Well, that's Italian lasagna.
Lasagna is Italian.
I know that. But
good God.
Anyway, so I enjoyed that and just... Like I said, if ever I come across articles I do find humorous, again, without tragedy, I'll shoot them off to you and be like, hey, what do you think of this? It's just something just to help brighten your day. Like, I always enjoyed that.
For those of you that have been listeners from day one, I'd still firmly believe, just so you know, we are going into 2020 in literally hours. And unless you're in a time zone where it's already fucking 2020, then my bad. But... we're going into season two, which is 2020, and in case you're wondering, I still stand firm on that, you know, cartoon bears are the scumbags of the animation world, and no one's going to change my mind on that.
Yep, so fair enough. And how do you still feel about Star Wars, because we just had the new Star Wars movie come out and that Baby Yoda stuff?
Fuck that twice as hard now, because... fuck this overdone Baby Yoda bullshit. It's stupid.
I'm sorry, come and shoot me down, but it is driving me up the fucking wall. I see two or three of that shit on my Facebook feed every day, and okay, it was cute for like a minute, but now it's like...
why do motherfuckers have to drive everything straight into the ground with overuse?
Well, that's even like that stupid cat
meme. I was just gonna say, fuck that cat and that raging lunatic...
okay, it was funny. Like, I know you sent me one video with that meme. It was funny, but now it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it was funny the first, like, three times, maybe.
And then it just got stupid.
Why do people do this? Why does everybody have to fucking, like, run shit into the ground until you think we're just mindless retards? Man, I just don't get it. I fucking hate that mentality of, like, hey, you know, it's like children. You know what I mean? When they do something that you laugh at and they get that approval.
They keep doing it.
And then it's like, right. They keep doing the same thing until it's not funny anymore. And they're like, why isn't that funny to you anymore? That should be funny. You laughed the first six times. Like, why, dude? Why? Can we, like, move on, please?
Yeah, so as much as I love that cat meme, it needs to take a break. Please. And please, enough with the Baby Yoda. I'm sorry, I cringed when I saw one of my friends, their infant son wearing a stupid knit Baby Yoda thing. I cringed so hard. I'm like, why?
It's so stupid. And it's like, really? I don't get it, because I fucking hate Star Wars. And I'm sorry if that offends you, but I do. And guess what? People are going to like different shit. I get it. You don't understand it because you think it's the greatest fucking thing ever made. And maybe you don't. Maybe you like me and you're like, fuck that movie. It's so overrated and stupid. I don't get it. I just don't. Even as a kid, I didn't love it.
Well, the thing is, too, I'm personally not a big one for sci-fi.
Me neither.
I mean, I used to watch it. Star Wars is okay, tolerated, but then it just got so overdone, and it's just for money now.
Right. So, and of course, Disney owns it, so they want to fucking milk it for all it's worth.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not doing a show about fucking Star Wars. We're going back to what we do. Okay, so season one, I personally fucking feel that I don't know. Like, season one... was kind of finding the footing and mm-hmm. getting used to doing this and, like, kind of gauging the audience a little bit. And once I found my audience, it was like, dude, they're fucking all over the world. And I really wish I could give shout-outs to, like, every location, but y'all know who the fuck you are.
Mm-hmm.
Ireland, California especially, fucking all sorts of parts of California are just all up on it.
Oh,
Washington as well.
And recently New Mexico's been jumping on it, which is pretty cool.
All over it, like nonstop, and getting caught up, and I was like, that's fucking crazy cool, man.
But one thing I have to say that drives us both insane is
the VPNs.
VPNs. Yeah. I get it. Y'all want your privacy and whatnot, but
I just like to know. It's an OCD thing for me in a way. I'm not OCD, but I get curious.
Of course, because we want to know where.
I would love to know the cities, and then it doesn't tell me because all of the fucking numbers that are coming up, like 90% of them are all VPNs, so it's like private.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, come on, man. And you guys got to understand, I'm on like fucking 100 or more different platforms. So the ones that show me analytics are the ones I'm referring to. There's so many. Like, iHeartRadio doesn't tell me shit. Spotify doesn't tell me shit. Apple doesn't tell me shit. You know? Player FM doesn't tell me shit. All I know is I'm on that fucking shit with all these other celebrities and shit. And I'm like, I'd love to know, because I just want to know who's listening. So
and give shout-outs.
And so I can cater to, like, that, you know, group of people and just kind of be more personal to them. Because, like, I'll never sell out. I'll never fucking, you know, say shit for money or whatever. It's just, like, if I can relate to, like, all these different places in ways, you know, I'd like to fucking be able to speak on what they're fucking able to identify with, essentially.
Yeah.
Because it's real. You know what I mean? But maybe I just do that without knowing. I don't know. Maybe that's why they listen to the fucking show. I don't know. It's crazy. But I didn't expect the success of this without advertising that I've gotten, and I get it. A lot of people know who I am from other things, but if they don't know you have a fucking show, how are they supposed to listen to it, right?
Yeah.
So if you guys don't know who I am from other things and you're just listening to the fucking show because you dig it, that's even cooler to me in a way, because obviously I'm doing something that appeals to you and that you relate to, so I really appreciate that. And with season one, I've noticed a lot of people, like, going back, catching up, listening to even, especially the Halloween shows.
Oh my gosh, yes, especially, like, during Christmas time.
Christmas Day, people were not only spending their Christmas listening to my voice for some fucking reason, but they were listening to, like, a lot of the Halloween shows. I'm like, people after my own heart, because I do love Halloween, and I hate to see it go once mm-hmm. it passes. I dig Christmas Day, too, but Halloween is just, I don't know, I relate to it. And
well, because your love of horror movies and
that. I fucking love Halloween associated shit.
Of course.
So to see people listening to, like, Halloween show 1, 2 and all that, you know, on Christmas Day, I was like, why the fuck are people spending their Christmas listening to me? It's so cool. It's such a trip, and I really appreciate it. And then to see that it's the Halloween shows, I'm like, oh, there's people just like me out there. That's cool.
Well, I got one thing to ask, Tatnus. How do you still feel about Roy?
Fuck Roy. Your mom's a hoe. And for those of you that are new to the show and you don't know who the fuck Roy is, if you've ever seen Friday the 13th part, whatever the fuck.
Five.
Fuck him. It wasn't Jason at all. It was some dickhead. And that's so... Get the colors right on the mask, bro. And when it's blue instead of red, you're a fucking fake. And I just didn't like him at all.
Ugh, I hated him.
He's a dick.
He is. It's just like...
There's so many Roy fanboys out there. I'm like, really?
So, we're dragging on the show here. We still drag him through the mud, so fight us.
Yeah, fuck Roy. I still think he's a dick.
And we're going to go into the New Year.
I know he's not real. I have nothing against the actor that played him at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I still held even the concept of the movie. I was like, oh, that's cool, because that's different. It's a copycat killer, and you thought it was Jason the whole time that just changed up his mask, because even though he's, like, obviously fucking undead at this point,
he was buried.
He's superficial. For crying out loud. Right, so you think he's superficial and wants to change up the colors on his mask and all this nonsense, and then it turns out it's not be him at all. It's because that dude at the beginning of the movie, his Jonah Hill looking fucking son, gets axed to,
because he offered a guy a chocolate bar.
It was so bizarre. Like, could you not come up with a better fucking reason for him to be axed? Like, come on.
Oh my god.
That's dumb. But yeah, I respect the effort, but I don't know. I just thought it was fucking stupid.
It does, and I hate to admit it. Before I knew better, when I was younger, I'm like, I like that mask, and then I realized that wasn't Jason. I'm like, I feel so betrayed right now.
It was so dumb. Ugh. And how did he take all the abuse he took when he's not Jason? That was so fucking stupid.
I don't know. He's a paramedic, and he's probably a tough son of a bitch because they, you know,
yeah, fuck off.
I hear stories.
What, he heal himself?
Maybe.
He took an axe to the head. No.
No, that was. That was Jason that took the axe. Oh, okay, if that was a real person.
No, you're right, you're right. I'm fucking up.
He'd be dead.
But he took some abuse.
Yeah, well, he did. But then what killed him, he landed on a farm equipment or some shit.
The bed of nails or whatever the fuck that shit was. I don't know what the fuck farm equipment it was, but it was like a bed of spikes or some bullshit.
I don't know. I'm not a farmer, so
at least
he
didn't get up from it. That's,
if he did, I'd be like, really?
Yeah, fuck that.
You mean all your equipment and your ambulance is not going to save you?
Right. So,
anyhow.
Anyways, that's who Roy is, for those of you that don't know, from season one. If you didn't listen to every show, you don't know the ongoing fucking Roy's mom's a hoe fucking...
And fuck him.
Yeah, that whole angle. But it's just how I feel. Season one, man. I found another show that was listened to a lot that I really enjoyed doing was the weird fucking appliance erotica.
Oh my goodness! Yes!
I don't even want to explain that. People have to listen to it and understand why that became a thing. Okay, fuck it. I'll explain it to a degree. I read about people having a fetish for appliances, like machines and shit, and they want to fuck machines. So it became a thing of like, what if we did like a 50 Shades of fucking, you know, appliances kind of thing. So, yeah, here we are. And it got weird, but it was funny. Fuck you.
Maybe we'll do something similar in 2020.
People loved it. So, I mean, it became one of the most listened to fucking shows.
Like, people's weird fetishes. I mean, that is weird. I remember seeing one, not an appliance, but a car. And I'm pretty sure, unfortunately, it's common. Like, this guy was getting, like, fucking aroused, seriously, by his sports car. It was disturbing.
And then there was the whole show about... the movie's done with fast food fucking mascot. Oh. That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the one thing that still gets me to crack up every fucking time is the Mario thing. You're like, I don't want to pick on him for his shitty fucking attire. And I'm like, I will. Fuck him. And then that audio clip is just... Bro. Like, he sounded so offended.
Yeah.
And when I popped large when I found that, I was like, that's going in for an audio clip.
You still talk about it to this day.
It's so fucking funny to me. I'm such an idiot that I found it funny.
Gosh.
And I was like, I'm doing this.
Oh.
I just found that audio clip and I'm like, I'm using that. And it was just so rightly placed. It was just stupid.
Oh, it was beautiful. And one thing I love, too, when it was October, we did all that horror-themed and Halloween-themed shows. Like, talking about what's a horror movie and
what isn't.
It isn't a horror movie, yes. Like, that was a lot of fun discussing it, because I'm a huge horror movie fan.
The Halloween 1 show was, like, a really short experiment. And people hit me up saying, dude, that scared the 7 fucking shades of shit out of me.
Well, I was at work, actually, listening to it, and it was dark, because, of course, I work night shifts, and that scared the crap out of me.
Dude, there's people in their garage smoking a joint, and they're like, dude, that fucking really freaked me out, you son of a bitch. But to, like, bring on more of that, because that was so cool.
Mm-hmm. So, I think we're going to definitely open that up again. Maybe closer to the Halloween season, maybe not. Maybe we'll throw a curveball at y'all.
I had fun with that, but it was dark. It was creepy.
Oh, that stuff, I tell you, that always gets me.
It came from, like, real situations that I read about.
Mm-hmm.
I did my research, and I found some really fucking unsettling shit. And I gotta tell you, and I'm not blowing smoke, I'm not fucking talking shit here to get people all, like, excited or want to go back and listen to it or anything like that. It's just, when I started to record that particular show, I had this really fucked up feeling of, like, I don't know, there's something really dark. And I was like, this is unsettling, even for me. And I don't fear any fucking shit like that. But I felt, like, really unsettled, like, something's not right.
Ugh.
You know, and it was just so funny because there's so many weird sounds that took place while recording that. Like, my cat snoring. That sounded really weird. And just, like, my door rattling, my front door rattling really weird. And just anything that could fucking, like...
make a sound.
Take you out of your zone when you're, like, recording. And it was like, of all the times, dude, when I'm recording a show like that. And, yeah, you're gonna notice my voice was different in that. And here's what it was, is I had my speaker on a little bit while I recorded, so my voice had an echo effect. So it really made it, like, eerie.
Mm-hmm.
And, that was actually, honestly, that was not intentional. I'd love to take credit for that. It was not intentional. It was an oversight on my part, and I couldn't figure out why the fuck I sounded so echoey. And it just worked brilliantly for the fucking circumstances.
Well, hey, why not?
The subject matter. So I left it. I could have re-recorded once I figured it out, but it's like, no, that works brilliantly. It sounds so eerie, and it just gives it that crazy effect.
Mm-hmm.
So a little insider note for you, mm-hmm. little fucking info that you didn't know. I'm not going to take credit for it. It was a fluke.
Mm-hmm.
And it just worked in my favor, and I kept it, so.
Why not? I mean, unfortunately, I wasn't here, so I don't know the whole magic behind that, but it was a brilliant episode. Another thing that I really loved, and I think a lot of people enjoyed that too and found it really relatable, was just talking about the past and retro stuff.
Yeah, man. People still go back and listen to that show today. It's actually one of the more frequent, you know, old school throwbacks that people go back and listen to is the Absolutely Blueless show about the 80s and 90s retro. And I really feel like I wish I did a better job on that one because I felt like I could have gone more in depth. But again, greener than goose shit at the time, still new to the whole thing, just trying to get content out to
find your footing,
to keep people happy. And I feel like there's more I could have touched on that I didn't fit in the hour. And so I think I'm going to revisit that and do a more thorough job now that I'm, like, more confident and comfortable. And I know I have a listener base now, so it's a lot easier. You guys don't get it if you don't do this shit. Like, I'm on every platform, dude. I'm on fucking, like, celebrity platforms where it's just celebrities. And, there's a lot of pressure there when you're still new because you don't want to let people down and you don't want to feel like you don't deserve to be there. And so you put a lot of pressure on yourself and then, like, you drop the ball a bit. But once you get comfortable and it's like, this is home, this is what I do, now I'll fucking go on for, you know, any amount of time about anything for you guys, man. So it's kind of getting fun now, more so than it ever was. It was fun and exciting in the beginning, but it's still nerve-wracking. And now it's like, this is what I do. You know, so you've probably noticed, like, an improvement and a comfort level has increased. And so I'm going to get into, like, I'm going to revisit some of the things that everybody loved most, and I'm going to do it better because y'all deserve that. So
absolutely.
I feel like, you know, it's owed to you for sticking it out and kind of helping me, you know, find my footing. Because if nobody was listening because the first little bit wasn't as cool as it could have been, then people could have probably been like, yeah, fuck this. And then I'd be like, well, now no one's listening. Why am I doing this, right?
Mm-hmm.
But people stuck it out and kind of watched me grow. And I fucking appreciate that. So I kind of want to, you know, go back to the things that could have been cooler and, like, reboot it and get more in depth, you know. So I think it's going to be a cool season two. That's for damn sure.
Oh, and absolutely.
New Year's. Here we are. It's hours away, right?
Yep.
So, promises. I'm about to make one. Season 2 starts in the new year. And therefore, I am promising my listeners, as of now, Season 2 is going to be more controversial than ever.
Ooh.
Because I don't fucking care anymore. I know I have loyal listeners. I'm going to say what's on my mind. And if people don't like it,
don't listen.
Basically. I mean, when I say things, I think people have noticed by now, when I say things, you're not going to catch me apologizing for what I said. Because I think people know, just by listening to me, that you can hear me literally say, let me word this right. And I make sure that when I say something, I say it in a way that I'm prepared for people to try to jump the gun and try to take it out of context purposely. So I try to make it as hard as possible for someone to misconstrue what I say on purpose. So, like, you know, thought was put into what I say. So if I say something, I probably fucking mean it. You know, nine times out of ten. And if I do feel like I misworded something, or I feel like in hindsight I could have worded it a little better, I will go back and address it, and I will correct myself. And that's when you'll hear me apologize if I said something out of turn or the wrong way. But how often do you hear me apologize for what I say?
Hardly ever.
Because I think about it first.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about, how could someone twist these words if they so choose? How could someone take this in a sensitive way where I really didn't mean it that way? So I'm like, okay, how can I put this where nobody can say off the fucking bat I was out to offend them, or I fucking was insensitive or something? Like, I try to make sure that what I'm saying is perfectly clear. And I'll even give warnings, like, do not misconstrue what I'm about to say.
Mm-hmm.
Really listen to every word. Don't listen and only hear what you want to hear before placing judgment on what I'm about to say.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to every fucking word, every syllable. Because I'm going to say this so clearly that you cannot mistake what I'm saying unless you leave out words in the sentence to purposely hear what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So you could get mad and be like, fuck him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
ain't about that.
I'm going to be more controversial in the sense that I'm going to touch on things that other people might not, especially in today's day and age. Let's be real. People are very fucking sensitive.
Oh, I think they're overly sensitive.
People want to get offended.
They just...
Gives them something to talk about.
I feel like people just purposely look for things to be offended about.
But then there's those of us, like y'all that listen to my show. If you were overly sensitive, you would not listen to me.
Nope.
Because I am not your cup of tea if you're overly sensitive. Let's be fucking clear on that.
No.
We know this. I have a great fucking bunch of listeners from all over the world. So I know you guys aren't fucking offended by me. And if I've ever offended you, even though you can back up and stand by everything I say otherwise, but I have offended you at some point or another, I do apologize. I never intended to. I do have my views you may not agree with.
But that's all. We're all entitled to our own opinions.
And I'm not saying, like, hell, hit me up and give me your point of view, and I'll probably see some validity to it and be like, okay, I see where you're coming from, and maybe in certain aspects I was wrong. Maybe in every aspect I was wrong. I'm open-minded like that. But to just be like, I'm offended, not tell me why, that doesn't really do nothing for me.
No, then you can't correct what you did wrong if you don't know what the heck you did wrong.
Right. So, I mean, I do like to have an open dialogue. So, I'm going to touch on things that others may not want to because it may cost them some fucking listeners. And I'm going to do it openly and willingly, and I'm going to do it in a way that's not condescending. It's not talking down to people. It's not, this is my view, and I'm right and you're wrong. None of that shit. It's just going to be, here's how I view it, and if you view things differently, email me.
Yeah, let's have a discussion.
Let's talk. Get on the show. I'd love to have anybody on the show to debate with me, healthy. Not, you know, you son of a bitch, this and that. I'm not going to cuss out my fucking guests. I'm not going to fucking, you know, I don't want that from them either. I want an actual open, mature fucking dialogue and be like, okay, here's where I'm coming from. Here's where I view. And I'll probably get in agree with a lot of your shit and a lot of your views and just be like, okay, cool. I totally get that. You articulate it well. I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, okay. I get where you're coming from. And here's what I'm trying to say. Let's be open. Let's not be overly sensitive. Let's not be quick to anger and all this other shit.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just fucking talk. Because I got a lot of stuff in the barrel coming for season 2 that I think you guys are going to want to hear.
Mm.
And first show, I think, of season two, I think is going to be about why equality is not going to happen in our lifetime.
Oh, yes. That's going to be a big one. But you and I have discussed this, like, on our own time, just as a conversation. And we both have very good points. And, hey, like you said, we'd love to hear listeners' own views on that and add to the conversation. I think it's fantastic. It's something that's a very big topic these days, and it's always in the news, and it's something that definitely needs to be tackled and discussed.
I think both men and women are going to want to hear this show.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think both will be able to take something away from it.
Yes. So.
And you know, if you come into it with no expectations, no, like, I feel personally attacked even before I hear a syllable, then I think you're going to understand a lot more and probably understand where either side's coming from. So let's, you know, get into that, because I think it's so necessary at this point, honestly. And so I think what better way to start off the new fucking year than to get into the shit that other people don't have the fucking balls to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's be real. The fact that I just said, male or female, I've just upset how many fucking people that think that there's something completely fucking different.
Mm-hmm. It's...
And I'm not saying that that's wrong.
No.
They can feel however they fucking want to feel, and that's all the power to them.
Absolutely.
That's freedom.
Everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
And I don't knock them for it at all.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I think it's great. You can view yourself as whatever the fuck you'd like, because that's your freedom.
Exactly.
And I think that's dope. I think when that becomes a problem where, like, it's enforced that you can't do that, I think that's the big issue.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't have all fucking night to sit here and say, if you identify as fucking this, that, the other, like, I don't even know all the options. I don't know. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to plead ignorance on this and say I don't fucking really know, you know, all the different, shit, man. I mean, there's so many different sexual orientations and shit that I'm not even aware of.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I come from a time where it's like, okay, you're either straight, you're gay, or you're fucking bi. But now there's, like, other options that, like, I'm not familiar with, and I have to plead ignorance. I'm not going to act like I know everything.
Yeah, I have to be on the same boat as you as well.
But does that mean I'm knocking anybody?
No.
Or excluding them purposely? I'm not familiar. I have to humble myself and plead ignorance and say I am unaware.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fucking know everything, nor am I going to pretend that I do, because that's insulting to everybody. And it makes me look like an egocentric fucking dickhead.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not me, man.
No, and you know what? I'd personally like to be more educated about that, just so I'm not...
I know
hurting anyone.
I know my education doesn't come from, like, a textbook. My education on matters like that come from the people I meet and, like, how they carry themselves and, like, you know, how their life is. They tell me their story, and I'm like, oh, cool. So now I get it. You know what I mean? Like, now I'm, you know, when I meet people on a personal basis, fans and shit like that, and they're all of different makeups and things of that and mindsets, like, I get to know. And then I'm like, okay, so that is, like, where you're coming from. There's more people like you that, you know, identify that way, and cool. Okay, cool. Now I get it. Because I get to have a conversation with you. I find, like, people are misrepresented by, like, texts and shit like that, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
all this, like, you know, media bullshit and whatever. I'd rather hear it from the person, you know, that lives it, because they know better than anybody. Anyone can jump on their soapbox and be like, this exists, but you're straight. You don't know anything about that. You know, like,
exactly.
You know, like, you're just trying to fucking pull that whole, like, fucking, you know, getting on your soapbox and trying to identify with things you have no idea about and trying to get on the right side of people, but you can't relate. You don't know anything about it. You don't live it. I want to hear it from those that live it, so I can really understand.
Exactly. And I rather be informed than just live in ignorance and make an idiot of myself.
Right.
I think it's just so important to be informed and educated. And knowledge, like I say, knowledge is power.
I think uniqueness is what makes people so great. You know what I mean? Like, There's uniqueness that's genuinely unique. Then there's the people that want to be unique, but they're so cookie cutter as a result that they don't live it. I'm a special snowflake, but I'm trying to look like every other fucking person because it's a trend, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's the people that have been different from day one and they feel out of place because people are trying to fit into their mold mm-hmm. that they created.
Yeah.
And take their spotlight away from them. And it's like, you know, they felt different from the word go. And there's people that are trying to kind of hone in on that just so they can get some attention on themselves. And I think that's unfair.
Absolutely.
I think that's really fucking unfortunate for those, you know. So I want to get into all that kind of thing.
Me too.
In season two, I want to touch on a lot of stuff. And I'll be the first to continue what I've done in season one and say, okay, look, I plead ignorance in this subject. But I will speak on a lot of shit that I am all too familiar with. And if it offends somebody, so be it. But you are not going to tell me my experiences are fucking false or, like, fabricated or wrong because I lived it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you know fucking personally what I've lived through.
Yes, I do.
I'm not going to have some sheltered motherfucker tell me that I didn't live through that shit.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I'm very understanding to other people's experiences, and I plead ignorance when I know nothing about it. I'm not going to have someone tell me fucking what I lived through is bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, season two is going to be very controversial.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to touch on things that other people won't have the fucking balls to fucking talk about because they don't want to upset somebody. I've got a fucking listener base that I adore, that I respect, and that's who I cater to. I'm not trying to get people beyond them like they're not good enough. So my listeners will understand my point of view when I talk on about certain things, I speak on things. They're going to fucking know who I am. And they don't have to agree with everything I say, but they will have respect for my experience. And they're going to understand that what I'm speaking about comes from my experience. Am I saying that I'm 100% right because of my experience? Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. Not at all. It's just, here's what I know from my experience, and I want people to hit me up with their experience so I can understand that there's other, you know, I always know there's other points of view. I just want to hear what they are from people that have lived it.
Absolutely. You know what
I
mean?
So I think season two is going to be fucking crazy good. I'm going to get into some more comedic shit, too.
Oh, yes.
It's a fucking comedy-based platform fucking show.
It is.
This is what we do. We have fun with everything.
Oh, yeah, and you're a funny guy at heart. Like, that's your nature, and I am, too. I enjoy to have fun and just enjoy life. Life has enough tragedies as is. Enjoy life. Like, this is just an escape for our listeners and that, from your everyday life. Just enjoy. Right.
And, like, you know, there's going to be times where you want me to talk about serious shit, and that's what I do. Not everything can be nonsensical.
Mm-hmm.
But when I hear ridiculous shit, I'm going to take that ball and run with it, and I'm going to have fun with it, and mm-hmm. I'm going to over the top it. I'm going to fucking make it stupid, but, like, you're going to laugh at it, be like, just like season one, people were like, what you did on that show, like, Appliance Erotica was so fucking stupid.
But everyone loved it.
Laughed so hard because it was stupid, but it was clever. You came up with shit that made me laugh because it was so well thought out and clever. But at the same time, it's so fucking nonsensical, but it's based off fucking things that actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, then you get it. Like, I'm not just going to throw things together. I don't want to call it names. I don't. But there's a fucking YouTube show that I watched for a lot of years. When I first discovered it, it was funny as fuck to me.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got to a point where I was like, okay, the only thing that makes me watch this out of habit now is the habit itself and the nostalgia. But at the end of the day, what I initially thought was funny, I look back at it and was like, this dude is just throwing a bunch of profanity together in a long fucking sentence of mixed profanity. It's not even clever. It's stupid. Like, why did I think this was funny? It's fucking dumb. And I'm not going to call out names because I do respect the person that did it. I would like to have them as a guest on my show at some point, but I will fucking have that conversation with them if they show up on my show. I will fucking flat out tell them, it got fucking stupid. Where it's like, it's not even clever anymore. It's just, how many fucking profane words can I slam together in a sentence?
Mm-hmm.
That's not funny. That's like being a third grader. Like, let's just say a bunch of words I get slapped in the mouth for saying at home and put them all in one sentence. It's not clever, dude. It's just, yeah. And to see, like, a grown fucking man do this, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if you and I are thinking of the same person.
We are.
Yep. A lot of toilet humor.
Fuck it. I'm going to say the name.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
Oh, no. But I love his shit still.
I do because of nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
And because I grew up in that era. I think we're probably about the same age.
Probably.
Give or take.
I think he may be a little older than you, but
maybe
whatever.
Like a cunt hair older than me, mm-hmm. but like within the realm of like, I get it. We both got our Nintendo at Christmas and all that bullshit. Angry video game nerd.
Please don't hate me.
I'm just saying, like, for y'all that watch that shit, I still do too.
I still do. I'm still a fan, but
hey, at the end of the day, dude matured. He's off doing more important shit. He's got a family now. He's doing like a little less like profane. And I have no fuck, as everyone knows, I have no fucking problem with profanity.
Neither do I.
But like, really, when your comedy, and this is written, it's not even off the top of the fucking dome. This is written, and that was the best you could come up with, is throwing the word fuck and shit and like other shit.
Toilet humor.
Like, just all in one sentence. Like, it just, I don't know. Like,
it was funny at first, like you said.
Not even. In the beginning, what was funny...
It was shock value, I think.
Not even. To me, what was funny was that this motherfucker's raging out the way we all did playing video games, where they're so ridiculously difficult that it's like, fuck this game. But to just, like, throw a bunch of, like, toilet humor and, like, profanity all in one sentence... Like, to put fuck, shit, ass, blah, blah,
piss, blah, blah,
like,
blah.
All in one sentence. Like, that's not clever. That's just fucking moronic. It just, I don't know. I don't find it funny.
I was going to say his recent material, like his, like, angry video game nerd section. Because now I know he does other stuff as well. I think he's kind of cutting back
on that. That's what I'm
that.
Saying. And that's why it's great.
Yeah, because I think he really...
And I'm not taking away from that shit either. Because, like, it had its moments where it was so fucking funny.
Mm-hmm.
That even today, I'm like, ha, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of cleverness to it. And the production value is great. And the acting and, you know, like, when you start getting into, like, characters into the show.
Oh, yes.
I was like, wow, that's actually really creative. That's really cool. I love creative shit.
And he had some really good guests on the show, too.
Yeah.
He had my childhood hero on there, Macaulay Culkin.
See, like, I have no qualms with all that. It's just sometimes the dialogue was a little bit forced, I found.
Childish,
like,
maybe.
Let's just throw profanity at shit and people are supposed to giggle. And it's just like, really? Like, I don't know. I grew out of it. But,
I still watch it,
but I don't laugh the way I once did.
Mm.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not knocking the guy at all. I think, you know, I think he's... deserved every bit of success he got.
Absolutely.
It's just like, I don't know, to go back, it doesn't have a lot of replay value to listen to it and just be like, okay.
But like you said, the nostalgia trip and the rest.
Absolutely. And that's the important thing. I mean, you can't win them all. So I think that's like a 9 out of 10. So, I mean, that's not knocking the guy. I'd love to have a conversation with him and have this fucking talk with him and be like, dude, I wasn't feeling that, you know, at this point. There's, I don't know, maybe season 2. You never know. I'm going to be getting more guests on the show. I didn't really go the guest route this season. I tried, but, you know, schedules and shit like that, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I plan on making a lot of changes for season 2 to make things even better. And, I always talked about calling that aspect out on his show and just saying, hey, man, I'm a fan, but I don't know. I just, yeah, there's things about it. We can't win them all. I guarantee you, all the fans of my show are going to be like, I dig it, but I wish he would kind of clean it up a little bit. Maybe. You know?
Or not have so much of this on the show.
Right. You know, whatever. Right? So, I mean, no one's perfect. And there's always room for improvement. And my show is no different. So, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking him. I'm just saying this is what... You know, I look back at it, I'm like, okay, the shock value is over, and it's like, okay. You know, a little bit of cleverness to the profanity would have been fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But, Then again, it just made when it was clever that much more special, I suppose, where it made me really laugh. Mm-hmm. It's like, ah, that was actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like Total Recall, talk about, oh, you know, like this is where we're at, okay? When Total Recall was a game he was playing, and if you aren't familiar with the show, the profanity levels, all in one sentence, got so over the top. That when he's like, Total Recall, more like Total Shit, that to me was fucking funny, because it actually made sense.
Mm-hmm.
That made me laugh at this point, and it's not that fucking funny. But it made me actually pop loud for that shit, just because it finally made sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just profanity for the sake of fucking profanity. Some of it was so cringy, and I was like, oh, come on, dude, that is just shit, you know? So... You know, I mean, I've edited my own show because I said fuck too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dude, it's like every third word, and that people are going to be like, hey, you know, like I fucking profane myself, but that's a little over the top.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I cringe when I go back and listen to it. I'm like, oh, I got to cut some of this. That's what editing's for.
Yeah.
But I didn't write it. It's off the top of my head.
Yeah, we're pretty much unscripted.
This dude wrote this shit. Like, he fucking talks about his writing process. You consciously wrote that. It's not because you couldn't think of something better to say. Come on, man. That's when I hold a higher standard. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean to sound holier than thou and all that shit. It's just, I don't know. That's how I felt.
Yeah.
As a fan of the show, I was like, I feel like you could do better. That's it. But, again, every show has room for improvement, my own included.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what season two is for. Mm-hmm. Do better than the first season.
Another aspect I really like, but I guess we can only go so far with it, is answering fan questions or concerns.
Yeah, I find, like, I want to do that sparingly, and I really, you guys got to understand, I'm in a tough spot with that. I love answering fan questions, but at the same time, for those that don't ask questions, it probably comes across like really fucking self-celebratory and like I look like a fucking egotistical prick doing too many shows about like you guys ask me stuff, you know?
Mm.
Like people don't get, I get these questions regardless if I'm doing an Ask Me Anything or not. That's why I do the fucking shows. But for those outsiders that never asked a thing, and don't even know who the fuck I am, they're kind of like, wow, what a fucking self-absorbed piece of shit. Every other show is going to be like this, ask me anything, and let me address the fans and all that shit. You know, I really try to do that sparingly, and like, it's when I can't answer so many questions one-on-one that I fucking just address it in a show. But I don't like to have people think that I'm so self-fucking-absorbed that, like, you know, fucking every other show is going to be a fucking addressing the fans because I think I'm so fucking important. You know, so I do like to do the shows. They're really interesting for me. But I don't know how interesting they are for other people, other listeners, except for the ones that are writing the questions, right? So
yeah.
I that's why I try to not do those too much. But at the same time, I don't want to alienate the people that care enough to ask questions. So it's a weird spot. I have to really...
Tread carefully.
Yes, absolutely. Good choice of words. Mm-hmm. I couldn't really figure out what I was trying to get at there. It's like, I know there's a specific term or, you know, like, yeah, just be cautious, essentially. Sparingly.
Mm-hmm.
You know. What else you got?
Anything? Uh-huh. Who knows? Just talking about experiences and that. And before the end of this show, we want to talk about, like, just our own memories and thoughts.
New Year's.
New Year's parties. So, I mean, in general, just talking about certain events or
okay, well, what times do you got? Of life. You got something?
Well, for, let's just say, for New Year's parties, I've been to some pretty crazy parties. I remember... Oh, but there's one I remember. I mean, I was younger, so I couldn't really drink or anything, but New Year's Eve, 1999.
Really?
Yes. I went with my parents to this huge party at my dad's best friend's house, and this guy's, he's a dentist, so his house is huge. And it was just so crazy, because upstairs, you know, the adults had their party and whatnot, and I kind of hung upstairs, but downstairs... his friend's kids, who were teenagers at the time, had this mad party going on down there. So I kind of went up back and forth, and their friends thought I was so cute because I was like 9 at the time, and they were giving me like chocolates and stuff and all this pop because I just had so much fun. But it's just because it was a new millennium and everything, and everyone was like nervous because that whole controversy was like, you know, with computers not shutting down. And I just
bullshit. You didn't know anything about that until I talked to you recently about that.
I didn't know. I was young, okay?
You son of a fraudulent motherfucker. You just got called out.
I did. You
caught me. I literally just like a week or so ago talked to this motherfucker about the Y2K thing. She's like, what was that? I don't know.
I was 9, okay?
Well, now you're trying to downplay that shit and act like you're an expert. Like, oh, yeah, it was such an important fucking New Year. You cheeky prick.
But it was a fun party. I just remember, like
you
I said.
You got busted.
But everyone thought I was cute and gave me stuff. Yeah. It was awesome.
And now you think you're fucking cute trying to pass that one off. Like, I'm not going to be the guy to call you on it.
Oh, man.
I have one memory of New Year's that really stands out, and I've talked to you about this. Everybody, I think, that knows my story now knows, like, I didn't come from a good place. So I left home at 15, whatever. So, I mean, but I'm not going to discredit my old man. We had our moments where he was cool and, like, fun, I guess. And he's a funny guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He just made some mistakes. Let's just say that. I'm not going to villainize him or whatever. But, yeah, it was an abusive home in many ways. But I'm not going to say he was a terrible fucking human being because I don't believe that. Mistakes were made. Let's just say that.
Mm-hmm.
I was probably about 12, 13 at the time. And New Year's is the one time like he would drink. And we would play poker or whatever. Sometimes Romoli, for those that are familiar. But usually, yeah, at this point, I think poker was kind of the go-to. And I didn't have a name in that house. It was always, boy, go do this. Boy, get down here. Boy, go do that. And I wish I was exaggerating, but that's a fucking straight fact. So, you know, getting close to midnight, boy, go down to the kitchen in the basement and get the fucking champagne. It's almost midnight. All right, I go down, I go get it. I come back up and I pound back my pop and I'm fucking all of a sudden, I am laughing my sack off at literally every fucking stupid fucked up thing he says. And he looks at me with a half smile. What the fuck is your problem? And I just laugh harder. I got tears pouring down my face. I can't fucking breathe. I'm laughing so hard. And he starts cracking up. He's like, huh. And that was his cracking up. It was like, huh. Fucking idiot. What the fuck is your problem? You don't even realize, do you? And I start laughing harder. I'm like, what? And I can barely breathe to get that word out of my mouth. You fucking idiot. What are you, dumb? You don't realize when you went downstairs, your fucking glass was half full of Pepsi. And when you came back up, it was full. And I was cracking up like, I don't even know why that's funny. But it's funny. And I don't know where he's getting, you know, what he's getting at with this. And I'm cracking up even more. He's like, you fucking moron. He's like, I filled it with rum when you went downstairs. And your stupid ass comes up and chugs it like no tomorrow. Didn't even notice the taste difference.
Wow.
I start laughing even harder because everything is fucking hysterically funny to me. I am 13 or 12 or whatever the fuck, hammered fucking drunk.
Oh my goodness.
Off of chugging this fucking shit. And it just makes him laugh harder. Because I'm sitting there laughing my balls off at this point. And then I start to realize, oh fuck, I am drunk. And I fucking am new to that. And, well, not so new to that. When I was 6 and a half at his wedding, I asked for some of his wine at his reception. He gives me a sip of it. I chugged half the glass. He's like, what the fuck? And I'm like...
he had to grab it from you, didn't he?
Once he realized I was like chugging it, he thought I would hate the taste and I'd fucking pulled a fast one on him, and I started down it. Something fierce, like it was Gatorade.
It was apple juice.
No, it was wine.
I know.
And I was fuckered the rest of the night. And they kept trying to persuade my grandmother to give me hers.
Oh my goodness. Look at you making your rounds.
Oh, dude, it was something fucking awful, but it was funny anyway. But that New Year's was so good. I laughed so fucking hard. And then he just fucked with me the whole night, where it's like, he's like, oh yeah, he's probably going to go to fucking school tomorrow. I'd be like, dude, my parents were so fucked up last night.
Oh my God.
I just started cracking up harder. It's like he knows too much.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, he's reading my thoughts and I don't like it. But I was so wasted. It was funny. And, you know, I know fucking, you know, super sensitive people that may listen to this show one time will hear this show and be like, that's child abuse. Motherfucking no, the punches to the fucking head I took on a daily basis was child abuse. Getting me drunk was a fucking pleasant change.
Oh.
Fuck off. And I left home at 15, so let's get over it. I lived on the fucking streets at 15 and got myself on my feet and did what I fucking, now look, my name is everywhere on the fucking, Katniss is all over the fucking internet because I did some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on. Like, I turned out okay, yeah. I think.
I think you did too, so, yeah.
You know, so, I mean, let's get over it. Mm-hmm. You know, mistakes were made, but I don't hold grudges, and I think 2020 is kind of going to be that way.
Yeah, I mean, going back looking, I was mostly, wasn't too big on New Year's Eve parties. And whenever I did hang out with my friends and that, I was always always the DD. Or I was driving myself home, so one or two drinks, whoopee shit, right? So the first New Year's party I went to where I actually was staying the night, it was with my ex. He was living with these other guys and they had this huge kegger party. My God, there was so, like, it was so much fun. It's just the first time I actually played drinking games and that. But then some bitch there accused me of taking her fucking beer when we bought the same beer. So it got nasty.
That's fucked up. Anyways.
But it was fun. So, you know.
We're getting close to wrapping this up. So I'm going to fucking say it's really weird to enter my fourth decade at, you know, being born in the 80s, as you pointed out on the last show. My fourth decade I am about to enter.
Oh, this will be my third.
And I'm not even fucking 40 yet. I got a few years to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we just talked earlier about my children, minus one, as everyone knows by now, that Madden passed away after turning 2 years old, 9 days after. But every other child of mine, you know, prior to him, is now in the double-digit ages.
Mm-hmm.
And my oldest son is going to be 21 the day before I turn 40. Fucks with me hard. I feel very old. And yes, this coming month, January, I will be 37.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's kind of nuts. So, it's going to be an interesting year.
Oh, absolutely. That's
for sure. But it's been cool, man.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we have a blast doing this, and we love hearing from you guys and all the positive feedback and people enjoying it or even quoting parts from the show.
It's crazy.
It's awesome. I love it.
It's been nuts. Like, I've been bombarded with, I mean, people talking to me at the gym and like, hey, you know, or like I'll go to the gym to work out and be like, someone come up to me like, hey, you're Tetanus, aren't you? And I'm like, what the fuck? You know, and like walking to the fucking gym to get my cardio on and some fucker drives by, sticks his head out the window and yells, fuck Star Wars. I'm like, yeah, fuck Star Wars hard. Like, dude listens to this. It's such a trip, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And just the mad respect you've seen I get at the gym.
Absolutely.
That know who I am from MMA and shit like that. It's like, man, this is fucking nuts. This has been a hell of a ride.
Absolutely.
Season one has been a blast. Season two is going to be even more fun. And, you know, I think I'm kind of figuring it out and feeling more confident in what we do. And I'm just not trying to cater to everybody. I'm trying to cater to my loyal listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the important thing.
Absolutely.
So I hope you guys have the best fucking year possible coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And let all the negative shit go. That's all I can say.
Absolutely.
Anything else to wrap this up?
Just everyone that's out there partying tonight, be safe.
Absolutely be safe.
All the best for 2020, and just enjoy, but be responsible, please.
Thanks so much for making season one what it was. It's more than I ever could have expected, and I hope season two surpasses it all. And if not, I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy to have you guys stay for season two. If there's more that come along, great. But if not, I love what I got. So thanks so much, man, for making the kid that nobody wanted become the fucking man that y'all fucking seem to want to listen to, even on Christmas for some fucking reason. Means so much, man. You have no idea.
Absolutely. All right, we'll see you next time.
I'll catch your asses later, man. Thanks again so fucking much for everything.